The White House has been celebrating the Senate's passage of the $1 trillion infrastructure bill. 19 Republican senators joined all 50 Democrats to vote in favor of the measure. It's one of the few glimmers of bipartisanship we've seen out of Washington recently. Political divisions have been so intense at times over the last few years that campaigns have been hatched calling for individual states, including California, to leave the union and strike out on their own. Up to this point, those campaigns haven't gotten very far, but commentator Joe Matthews thinks it's still a possibility, as he explains in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California.
David French, a sort of conservative Christian writer, had a book that published last year, Divided We Fall, that offered a scenario both for a California departure from the union and a Texas one. The California one involved gun control, gun massacres of children by people using weapons that an even more conservative Supreme Court, had made legal in California, overturning California laws, leading to a series of conflicts, violence, defiance by California of Supreme Court rulings, and ultimately the conflict being settled with a split and Oregon and Washington going along with us. In French's book, it actually felt real.
I gotta say, this seems really off point, even irresponsible to be talking about this at a time when the country is still struggling with a pandemic that's killed 600,000 Americans. Don't we need to be focusing on finding ways to come together to tackle the virus and the effects it's had on communities and the economy?
I think that's right. I think Mr. French's book is an attempt to get us to come together. It's the scenarios he's talking about are sort of a shock to the system. He's arguing that Splitsville is real, is a real possibility for in the near future for the United States.
So you're saying this isn't just some Looney Tunes,
yeah,
far left,
no,
far
no,
right?
No, no, no. He wants the country to go together. We need to learn to live together and not cancel each other and call each other illegitimate. So it's basically an argument for pluralism. I, on the other hand, I'm not so sanguine about a united United States. I can see the potential virtues of California independence. And for me, the pandemic and its costs actually make the question of California independence more urgent. You know, we relied on the federal government and it failed us. It made things worse, from the CDC to a president who spread disinformation. Would we be better off? Would we be more likely to live and not die in an apocalyptic time if we were our own country? I think that becomes a more live question because of the pandemic.
You talk about the issue of pluralism. Is the idea that we deal with these divisions by coming to terms with them and allowing perhaps a greater range in public life and maybe even a greater range as far as state, local governments are concerned?
I think that's right, that different states and different localities can go their own way, but we've seen left and right in this country unwilling to tolerate that. You know, there's a certain sense of pluralism and returning back to the agree to disagree and to, you know, this sort of defending of foundational rights in this country, you know, the sort of I don't agree with the word you say, but I defend to the death the right to say it. That kind of ethic is withered.
When it comes to differing views, differing approaches to issues, California has already branched out from the national government in areas like gun control. We have some of the toughest laws in the country and fighting climate. What new authority might the state take on? How would this approach to pluralism work on the ground?
Well, if we had I think the Constitution and the judiciary has limited us in climate and on gun controls and other things we want to do. If we had a different kind of Constitution, we had more running room within a federal system to do what we want, we would probably be able to do much more in those areas. The current American system has a sort of architecture of frustration built in, and that frustration is building and I think threatens our safety, our well-being in many ways, I think, and as we're seeing in the current crisis, and may threaten our existence to the extent climate is a threat. So having a conversation about California independence is not divisive in this moment. It's essential.
But doesn't that pluralistic approach also leave the door open to other states taking more conservative stands on issues like abortion and, yes, voting laws?
It does. It certainly does. And that's why the left has not been willing to tolerate that. It sees it more essential basic human rights principles at stake. The notion of pluralism is hard, which is why it may be that this country's future is not as 50 states together. I think this is real, and I think imagining that it's not happening, that we're not in the process of dividing, does not solve the problem. I think confronting the real possibility is what's needed.
Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He'll be back next week. And you are listening to KCRW.